This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that climate action must be guided by fairness, responsibility and equity. In his special address to the National Assembly of Seychelles, Prime Minister said this is the essence of climate justice. He emphasized that Seychelles and India both seek a world where development is more inclusive and where international institutions reflect contemporary realities.
Seychelles and India both seek a world where development is more inclusive. We both seek a world where international institutions reflect contemporary realities. We believe that our shared future must be shaped collectively, inclusively, and fairly.
Mr. Modi said Seychelles occupies a special place in India's vision for the Indian Ocean, and that conviction is stronger than ever. He said the Indian Ocean does not separate India and Seychelles, but connects the two countries. He added that it will encourage all those who are making sustained efforts for environment conservation.
Our vision is captured in the idea of Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, Mahasagar. This vision recognizes that our futures are interconnected and interdependent, and we will continue to work together for a safer and more secure Indian Ocean region.
Prime Minister said it is a special honour to stand before everyone as the first Indian Prime Minister to address the National Assembly. He also thanked President and the people of Seychelles for honouring him with Seychelles' highest distinction, the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, earlier in the day. Prime Minister Modi has said that the power of public participation in national building is one of India's greatest strengths. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said this spirit was once again evident after he appealed to citizens to adopt certain measures in view of the prevailing warlike situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi had urged people to avoid buying gold, postpone non-essential foreign travel and use carpooling for some time.
पश्चिम एशिया में बनी युद्ध की स्थितियों को देखते हुए मैंने देशवासियों से कहा था कुछ समय के लिए सोना खरीदने से बचें, लोगों से कहा था कि विदेश में छुट्टियां मनाने से बचें, लोगों से कार पुलिंग को भी बढ़ावा देने की अपील की थी, किसानों से केमिकल मुक्त खेती के लिए, खेत बचाने के लिए और प्राकृतिक खाद का ज्यादा से ज्यादा इस्तेमाल का आग्रह किया था। मेरी अपील का उन्होंने न सिर्फ समर्थन किया, बल्कि हर तरफ से उसमें अपना सहयोग कर रहे हैं।
India today categorically rejected allegations made by Pakistan regarding the recent incident in Karachi and termed them as baseless. In response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that instead of pointing fingers at others, Pakistan should look inwards and take credible action against the terror infrastructure on its territory. He said Pakistan should rid itself of its proclivity to rely on terrorism as an instrument of state policy. In Saudi Arabia, 14 people were killed after a helicopter belonging to country's oil giant Aramco crashed today in Ras Tanura on its eastern coast on the Gulf, west of the Strait of Hormuz. Aramco had resumed crude oil loadings on Friday at its Ras Tanura terminal in the Gulf after they were halted for nearly 4 months due to West Asia conflict. In France, 11 people on board were killed after a skydiving plane crashed in northeastern region today. Meurthe et Moselle representative Yves Segué said the aircraft went down near the city of Nancy. Emergency services rushed to the scene while authorities began collecting witness statements as part of the investigation into the crash. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India were 102 for 2 in 14 overs against Australia in their final Group A match at Lord's, London, when reports last came in. Winning the toss, India opted to bat first. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the women in blue are currently placed second in the Group A standings, having won 3 of their 4 matches. India clinched the bronze medal at the AVC Men's Volleyball Cup in Ahmedabad today after defeating Bahrain 3-1 in the third place playoff. The victory marks India's first medal in the tournament in 40 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.